What's up, guys? Welcome to this episode of the Friday podcast with your boys here at Unemployable. This one was really interesting. We started off talking about artificial intelligence, and we have a special guest in the studio today. And this one, we actually demoed real AI that's working in our businesses live on the mic so you can see what we're doing. And the reason we've put this in here is because gone is 2024. We were saying, hey, you got to pay attention. 2025 is where people are losing jobs. 2025 is where businesses who are implementing AI are actually blitzing those who are not. And this is now not time to learn about AI. It is time to actually implement AI, as you're going to see in just a moment if you continue in the pod. After that, we talked about two of us on the panel here have actually implemented Bitcoin onto our small business balance sheets. What does that mean? And we explain how we did it, why we did it, and we extrapolate the numbers out for you so you can see our planning and thinking around that. And then at the end, Tony shared with us, who's on the panel with us today, how he blew up a $400,000 a month income stream in his business overnight. Almost it went away, and he talks about what happened, he talks about how he fixed it, and it's a really interesting discussion. So if you're in business, you're going through some really challenging times right now, and you want to know how winners deal with real stress, then watch that, because that's the third part of today's podcast. With that said, guys, enjoy, like, subscribe, drop a comment. What is up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Friday Sessions at Unemployable. We have a full desk today. As always, we've got, of course, Mr. Eric Machado with the ever-growing hair out the back, the hockey hair.
Looks like a mullet, but it's not.
It's like a mullet, but yeah, okay, whatever. And we have Tony from Empowered Man. If you don't know what Tony does, you can look Tony up, because I realize every week we've got new listeners, especially after the Pauline pod.
Yeah.
Interesting. We doubled the size of the pod. In 8 weeks, we doubled the subscribers. So big congrats to us for passing 10,000. But it was only like December 11th, I think somebody looked it up, and we had 5,000. We had the balloons in here. And now we're just starting February, and we've gone to 10,000. Of course, we have Chris from Early Bird AI. It's been a minute since we've had Chris in. Absolutely. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Great to be back. Yeah, very, very well.
And if you want to check Chris's business out, it is Early Bird, E-A-R-L-I, not Y, earlybird.ai. So we got earlybird.ai. What's shout out for your company?
Just The Empowered Man.
Yeah.
Empowered Man on YouTube, The Empowered Man podcast. Good place to start.
Empowered Man. Learn about Tony, because people often want to know the backgrounds of the people we have on the pod, and basically local entrepreneurs, local business people, so we can have real business chats. Of course, Eric, he's got a bunch of business. The main one is mxstore.com.au. If you want to check it out, him and his business partners founded the company. How long ago now?
Close to 15 years.
15 years, 170 employees thereabouts, $100 million a year in sales thereabouts. And I'm basically just an investor now, so I don't have a website or anything to pump. So all good. So welcome to the show, guys, and welcome to our listeners. A couple of things I wanted to do just at start, a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, I want to say a big thank you to everybody who watches us on YouTube. Last week, Tony did a shout out at the end and said, guys, if you like today's pod and you're interested, because we talked about Unemployable Property is coming, where we got two incredible guys who are super grounded Aussies. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, one of them was a carpet cleaner. The other one was working on a digger as a civil works guy, working in a company pushing dirt around. They started their property journey together. Today, they have $100 million worth of real estate, and they are going to be heading up Unemployable Property, which is going to be launching soon. And Tony said, drop a comment if you're interested in that. So go ahead and do that. Drop a comment. Yes, I'm interested in the real estate program. It's going to be free. We're going to run this incredible community where every week you can get into our social group. The boys, Shannon and Carson, are going to be in there coaching and teaching. It's going to be unreal. All you need to do is just drop a comment and say, yes, I'm interested in property. We'll DM you some info. And also, if you want to get the workbook from our last day that we did together, we did a private coaching day with them and our private business clients, and we put them on buses and went around and saw some of their developments. They'd mostly do land subdivisions and have made millions and millions of dollars. If you want to get that workbook, it has all the properties that we went and looked at, included some of my commercial deals, including the one I sold last week for $5 million, some of Eric's deals as well. So the addresses, the photos, how much we bought them for, what we did, how much we sold them for, or if we still own them. Everything is in this workbook. So if you want to get it, just go to unemployable.com.au/2025. You can get the workbook for free, and that'll put you on our email list to be notified when the free community is available as well. So thank you for that. Now, the next thing, just before we dive in, I also, in the comments while we're here, we are trying to get Peter Dutton and Anthony Albanese onto the podcast leading into the election. We've had, as we sit here, I think 160,000 organic views on YouTube of the Pauline Hanson pod. To put that in perspective, it is significantly higher than, you know, either of the Albo or Dutton on channels much bigger than us, including Sky News, Straight Talk with Mark Burris and so on. So this isn't to put those guys down. It's just to say it's hit a nerve and our audience are loving it. We'd love to have Albo and Dutton on. So what I want to ask you guys is, if we had Dutton and Albo on, one thing I promise you, we will not have them on if they have to audit the questions and control what we ask them. We want to have a real discussion or no discussion at all. What do you guys want to know? If you were in this seat or Eric's chair or these guys, what would you ask Peter Dutton and Anthony Albanese? Drop it in the comments. Our gut feeling is that Australia wants, you know, real discussion, real dialogue. So let us know. Well, what do you want to ask them if you could have a face-to-face or use us as your proxy?
An interesting thing as well to add to that, just in regards to the Pauline Hanson podcast, our analytics showed us, and I couldn't believe this when I worked out, in the last 28 days, 35,000 hours viewed in the last 28 days of the Unemployable podcast. Big portion of that would be the Pauline pod. And I'm a numbers guy, so I worked that out. 35,000 is 4 years of watch time in the last 28 days of everybody combined.
Just on YouTube.
Just on YouTube, in the last 28 days on Unemployable. Like, we're talking a podcast that has been going for maybe 14 months now, 15 months.
Yeah.
Which is extraordinary.
Yeah, and it will be the biggest podcast in Australia, because the listeners know this, especially the regulars. We're asking real questions. We're asking things that Australians want to hear and know about. And that's so rare these days. You know, not afraid to ruffle feathers, ask those pointed questions that are going to help us understand our politicians, understand our local business owners. And I think that's what the audience loves. And if you do, make sure you give it a like, subscribe, share these podcasts with your friends, because we're just trying to add value to Australians and help make this a better place.
Yeah, and it helps us. You hear podcasters always say, your engagement with the video helps us get better guests. And at the end of the day, if you want us to ask Peter Dutton questions and us to ask Albo questions, rather than the garbage you see on mainstream media where they just get softball after softball, we need your support to do it, because they're only going to come on if the attention is here. And if the attention's not here, there's no reason for them to come on. So your support really does make a difference in those little things that seem like it doesn't make a difference. A like, a comment, and a subscribe definitely helps. But to put it in perspective, you know, there's a Pauline Hanson was on Sky News, 5.5 million subscribers. 15,000 views.
Unbelievable.
We have 5,000 subscribers
at that time.
Yeah. At that time, and it went to 150,000 views.
And it's still going.
And it's still
going. It's still going.
Yeah. And we've had like 3,500, 4,000 comments just on the YouTube. Anyway, great stuff. Shows the power of a great guest. Like or a hater, people have opinions, and that's what it's about, a real dialogue and so on. So to kick things off, we are starting a new segment on the pod. So if you are an entrepreneur out there, listen up, because this is for you. And if you're just interested in business, this is for you. So at Unemployable, the reason we exist is to help people who are on their wealth journey, whether it be you're an entrepreneur or whether you're investing or whether you're doing both. And so one way we thought of this week of giving back to you, our listeners, because so many of you are business owners, is helping you grow your business. And so what we're going to do is, we don't have paid advertising on our podcast at this point in time. So we're going to give free advertising to our listeners' businesses. If you started a business and you're an Aussie or Kiwi, so Australian, New Zealander, we're going to help our Kiwi mates as well, because we're all in this together at this point down in this part of the world.
Sure, bro.
Yeah, if we're going to Kiwi on the and that's sorry. You can use all the help you can get. We know that. So if you've got a new business and you're doing less than $1 million a year in sales, so we don't want bigger businesses that are off to the races and a proven product market fit. And you've got a physical product to start with. We want to showcase physical products. Send it to us. And to get the information, just send an email to hello@unemployable.com.au. And we will open your product on the podcast and we'll showcase it and talk about it. So I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory on this one. This is the first of its kind. I haven't actually even opened the box, but this one came in from a guy in Melbourne, and his name is Nawid. Now, I'm going to read you this quickly, just a highlight of it. Basically, it took him 2 or 3 years. He produces super high-end polo shirts, and the whole branding is around uniform for excellence, and you know, for it's targeted at men who are ambitious and so on. He's a young guy in his 20s. He makes these from Supima cotton, which is grown in America. It's a fiber that's authentic, traceable, and it's earned its mastery quality. It gives you a 1-year guarantee. Now, these polos are not cheap. They're like $200. So it's a super premium polo shirt for ambitious, driven people who want quality. And he started in 2024 after being shut down during COVID. He had a trademark challenge, and he's just launched. It's called Fayazi, F-A-Y-A-Z-I. So F-A-Y-A-Z-I official on Instagram. I'm going to open up. He sent me two shirts, and you guys can go check him out, or you can go check it out. And it's that same name, fayazi.com.au, if you want to see the website.
I hope he's sending you a size small so it fits you.
That's right, mate. I'm not all on the good gear like him, boys. Let's have a look here.
Packaging looks nice. It looks like a Rolex. Mm.
So the packaging, if you're listening to this on Spotify, it is like, it looks like a Rolex box.
Yeah.
It is a rock hard box, beautiful gold embossed, fayazi.com.au. We open it up. Look at this. For the modern gentleman. What a beautiful gift. That's awesome. this is a really nice thing for a, and he sent me two of them because he was DMing me. And I think I asked for a black and a green. So here it is here. There's a black one.
That's nice.
The fabric feels just absolutely beautiful. And there's and the collar, it's got a little bit of detail in this collar.
That's nice.
It's a beautiful looking thing. And there's a black one here as well. So if you want to go check these out, I'll wear this on an upcoming pod. Thank you so much, Naweed. Go check him out. Give him some support. Local Melbourne entrepreneur. I think he's in Melbourne. Doing a great job producing a beautiful product.
That's awesome. I'm going to get one of those. They look amazing. I think supporting our locals as well, to have the courage to reach out and share that on this platform. Shout out to you, brother. That's amazing. And I'll definitely be getting one of those black ones.
Yeah. Show your support for a local Aussie business. $200. It's high end, but you know, what do they say? You pay once and you cry once. As opposed to getting a piece of crap shirt that you put it through the wash and it's done.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much, Naweed. Hope you go well with that. I'll do an unboxing on Instagram later today to help you as well. All right. So with that said, let's kick off with one news item that's just a bit of fun. And then we're going to dive into why Chris is here, because what's happening, guys, out there in the moment. And the reason we asked Chris in, we had Chris on. For those of you who've just joined the podcast, Chris's company does artificial intelligence for small business. He's been in here over the last year. And we sort of started off like, wow, look at this AI stuff. It's kind of cool. And, you know, you got to get in front of this. But what we're seeing now in 2025 is that jobs are actually being replaced. Businesses are making quantum leaps ahead of competitors. If you don't listen to this segment coming up with Chris, you could lose your job. Your business will be like fighting with one arm behind your back as your competitors strap on 16 arms, and it's going to be a completely unfair fight.
Even in business, the bigger the business you have, right, the less eyeballs you have on every piece of cost in the business, right? So you have to make sure that you're auditing your own businesses as well. Yeah, like even personally, you know, the amount of subscriptions, especially with kids, and they add this and they add this and Roblox and all this, next thing you know, you're getting charged thousands of dollars every month or hundreds of dollars every month on stuff you don't even realize.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. All right, so let's jump into this top billing, which is you, Chris. You know, you've seen a lot of change. You've been right at the forefront of AI. You know, you're an OG if you started in 2023, which is really when you were really leaning into it then. In 24, you started early bird, now we're in 25. What are you seeing as the big like changes in the space right now and hearing at the coalface of talking to businesses that are signing up for your services?
Yeah, it's a great question. The first thing I'd say is that we really have seen a shift of people looking at and thinking about AI to now businesses and people using and adopting AI, and that's having massive impacts. And so we're seeing real time in a number of our clients where they're either letting people go or people have left and they're looking to not replace them. And they're using AI to do that for them instead. Or they're looking to scale, and where they would have previously hired new people in to do that, they're now just using AI for that as well, which is having massive, massive impact positively for them in their business. And I guess you could also argue not so positively for other people looking for employment.
Eric and I were at a billionaire's house last Thursday,
and we sat down and had a couple of hours with him at his home. And he's been in business for the family in Australia for over 100 years. And he said, I don't care what anyone says, this country right now is in a recession. If you take out government jobs, it's really ugly. And the only reason the unemployment numbers aren't significantly higher is because Canberra has been expanding and expanding to fill the void. But I don't think we've seen anything yet with what's coming. It's kind of like, you know, you've got this perfect storm, in my opinion, of small and medium-sized businesses under stress. And at the big end of town, you've got the pressure of seeing what Elon's been doing with Twitter and how there's been massive efficiencies being brought in. I think efficiency is going to be a theme because at the big end of town, they have a mandate to deliver returns to shareholders. And at the small end of town, they have a mandate to deliver steak and eggs at dinner time for their family, right? And so you're seeing this economic climate where we're going into we are, in my opinion as well, in a recession. We're in a recession. Things have gotten really, really tight as a result of inflation. Then you've got this 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is AI. I mean, we have a caravan park and, you know, we have 200 tenants on site. Mostly it's full-time people living there. And we got rid of most of the staff now. Like where you buzz the bell when you get to the gate, we have a full-time person in the Philippines that answers it. It feels like you're just talking to somebody who's in an office on the other side of the gate, but it's not anymore because we're creating efficiencies. So it's moved. So I think we've got this storm of like businesses at all ends under pressure.
Yep.
We have technology that's never been available before. And it does so much more.
It does. And that's the point. It's also getting a lot better as well. So, you know, the AI now versus AI 12 months ago is way more advanced than, you know, even what we could dream of last year. And so your perfect, your example, you know, people looking to cut costs, right? And they've got a great tool that's improving and getting smarter. The cost of intelligence is almost nothing now. Because if you think about it, so with the latest OpenAI model, it's about $60 for 1 million tokens for the APIs. DeepSeek came out, I think it's like $3 or $4. So that's, you're looking at the real-time cost of intelligence and it's going trending towards zero at a time when people are looking for cutting costs.
And I think I heard somebody say, if you do not price intelligence at zero going forward, you're going to lose this game. I called Early Bird's number the other day, the new AI that you guys have just finished refining. And it's like, when we put the data together, Eric and I looked up, when are people on Shopify stores, for example, and when are people on social media? And we went and got the data. On social media, it's 2/3 of your social media traffic is happening outside of business hours. And on the other channels, it's more than half is calling or online looking at, sorry, it was Shopify data, more than half are online outside business hours. So by having AI that can immediately engage intelligently. And this is the difference with Early Bird. It's you actually build intelligence. You just don't have glorified answering services. So you've got an intelligent AI that can immediately respond, is so powerful. What I thought would be fun is I'm going to call your AI and just have a quick chat with it here on the pod so that people can actually hear that you can call your business 24/7, have somebody that's always there that costs cents. Like I think the phone calling cost with the platform that you're using is like 22 cents.
Yep, correct.
But, and if the average call, 22 cents a minute. So if a call lasts a minute, it's 22. If it lasts 3 minutes, it's 66 cents for that minute. And then you don't pay anything for somebody that like, you don't have a receptionist sitting there being paid to just sit there and serve Facebook till the phone comes in. So just what shocked me about this, and you might want to make some comments before I do it, is I can hear the keys in the background. I can hear the ambient noise of an office. It sounds like she's in a call center. There's no latency. It's an Australian accent. She can generate leads. It's like very hard to tell now.
Yeah. And look, and as impressive as it will be just on the front face, what is more impressive is what's going on behind the scenes. And this is the real power of it. Like all the automations that are firing off, notifying us and the team, booking people into round robin calendars, the follow-up, the reminders, all that sort of stuff that's going on, that's what the real power is as well. So you get the immediate sort of response for the user and the caller, But then you have all the back end, which is really important for the business as well, which is a really powerful piece.
I'd love to dig into that after we listen to this AI, because when Earlybird first started, there wasn't many AI bots, ads out there, right? Whereas now, I mean, I'm getting bombarded, right, on Instagram just because we're looking at AI and talking about it or not. And I'd love to dig into that a little bit, just going, okay, what's the difference between getting an AI bot, right, off some of these companies versus what you guys actually do and the intelligence in the background and getting into a little bit more
detail? Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's very important because a lot of marketers are jumping in rather than AI engineers. And there's a real difference between the marketers and the AI people who actually build real AI.
Yeah, as the saying goes, marketers ruin everything.
I've seen behind the scenes, like the systems are insane, and it's like getting a Bugatti or a Lamborghini versus a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Be very careful with what you purchase.
It's been built for your business. So
yeah,
it's been not mine. Yeah. So yeah. All right, let me call this because I want you guys. So this is or you can divert this full time, or you can divert it when you want to the AI. And it can route calls to live people as well.
Yeah, it can route people, it can send messages, it can do the whole lot.
So let's have a listen to this.
Hi, this is Erica from Earlybird on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Erica. You're talking to Adam.
Hi, Adam. Lovely to chat with you. How can I help you today?
Yeah, we're just interested in seeing if Earlybird can help us with our business and to see whether AI is right for us.
That's awesome, Adam. Let's dive in. Can you tell me a bit about your business? What kind of work do you do?
I sell like high-end polo shirts online.
Oh, fancy. High-end polo shirts. I love that. So you're running an online store. Very cool. Can you tell me a bit more? Like, do you focus on custom designs or is it more of a curated collection?
It's a curated collection that we have manufactured with really high-end cottons in America, and then we sell it all over the world, but mostly in Australia at the moment.
Oh, wow, Adam, that sounds like a premium product. High-end American cotton polos, very classy. So you're mainly targeting the Australian market for now with some international reach. What's the one big challenge you're facing right now? Like the thing that is solved would be a total game changer for you?
Look, I think the biggest thing is being able to get to our customers 24/7, because a lot of our customers are on our website or on social media outside of normal hours, and it just takes us time to get to them. We'd rather have an AI that can respond immediately.
Gotcha, Adam. Being available 24/7 to engage with customers can be a game changer, especially for online sales. Earlybird can definitely help with that by instantly engaging leads and inquiries. Sounds like a perfect fit. Would you like me to gather some more information so we can tailor a solution just for you?
That'd be awesome. What's the next step?
Great, Adam. I'll just gather a bit more info and we can go from there. Can you give me a ballpark of your annual revenue?
Yeah,
for exact number?
Yeah, we're at about $1 million a year now.
That's fantastic, Adam. Congrats on hitting that milestone. Out of curiosity, how did you hear about Earlybird AI?
I follow Earlybird on Instagram.
Oh, that's awesome, Adam. Our Instagram's full of great stuff. Thanks for keeping up with us there. So, what's the name of your company?
I mean, guys, that's unbelievable, isn't it? Like, when I listen to that, I'm like, if my staff listened to a customer like that and engaged like that, qualified the lead to find out. I mean, that to me is, what do you guys
like,
think?
Like thinking where that was 6 months ago. Remember when we were sitting down in the office and like, oh man, it just doesn't sound right. It's too robotic. It's, you know, they're not natural, right? Like that sounds so natural. You hear the keyboards in the background, you hear other telephone calls, the ums, it's on.
And what's amazing is this same intelligence can sit in the website. So you can have a button on the website that says, talk to us now. And then it rings when you're sitting in front of the computer and she comes on and says, hey, this is Erica from Earlybird. How can I help? And you can be talking to the computer screen. This is mind blowing to me.
And the best part as well, and I know just from personal experience with several people I've spoken to, Erica, or that AI will not leave your business. They will not decide, I've got other life choices I'm going to make and I'm going to up and leave and move on. So
having a baby.
That's right. Having a baby, any of those sorts of things. So she'll always be there for your business, always in a good mood, always available. And that is also powerful. I know we've had several conversations with business owners this year where staff have either left, been poached, they've had to move on and fire because they just weren't keeping up to standard. So that's
sad.
Massive. They're all that day, right? Yeah, ahead of that day. Yep.
This is really big as well. So I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but a lot of studies have come out about time to lead.
Mm.
So as a business owner, if you're waiting 24 hours, sometimes 48, 72 hours, which is very common to respond to an inquiry, you are losing so much money on the back end. So roughly 4 to 6x chance, so 4 to 6 times more chance of a lead paying you money, becoming a customer, if you contact them within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Now the hour after that drops significantly. And after that first hour, it goes very low, close to zero. So consider if your company is getting 10, 20, 30, 50 leads a day, if you were to 4 to 6x the money you're collecting or the chance that you collect money, what would that mean for your bottom line? And what people also don't realize when it comes to revenue versus profit, let's say your revenue is $1 million a year, and using a system like this, you can make an extra 100 grand a year. So revenue is $1 million, let's say your profits on that million is 100 grand. If you can make an extra 100 grand a year, it's 10% more revenue, but it's double the amount of profit. Because the way it works is this all goes to your bottom line. So if you are a small business owner, if you do have incoming leads, if you do have people who are waiting a while before they actually speak to someone, this is the biggest lever you can pull. And like you said, Adam, if you do not do this, you've got one hand tied behind your back and all your competitors are taking your business, they're taking your money, they're taking your livelihood. Like, you've got to get into this.
That experience there was instant pickup. I remember back when I was coming up, the big thing was like, answer the phone in 3 rings. This thing answers the phone in 1 ring, 24/7, every single time. And that engagement, I would take the Pepsi challenge that would be as good or better than most actual human beings who can be distracted or upset or whatever, or moody. That engagement, I just looked, that was 2 minutes. That cost 44 cents. It's an early bird for that engagement. So not only is it better, but it's way cheaper than what it would be to actually have someone.
I got a real life example here. So I'm looking at a site at the moment and I'm doing some comparables, right? And there's a listing with a top real estate agent. I won't name names on the Gold Coast. Now, I called Wednesday morning, no answer, right? Went on realestate.com, seen it, clicked on the number, ring, no answer. Wednesday passes. I've got a text message here, Thursday, 12 p.m. And I'm going to read you the text message. Hi, sorry I missed your call this week. Did someone from my team reach out and help you with your property inquiry? No, they didn't. If not, may I please ask for your name and would like me to call me back, which doesn't even make sense, and would like me to call me back. Agent's name, agency. And if I were to say this, right, and I won't because it's just probably a little bit of defamation, to be honest with you, but this is real life.
How much is this property?
Just $4 million.
Okay, so you're talking about a commission. Let's say it's 2%, $80,000. This guy's got, or girl's going to get paid, and that's
super. But Wednesday morning, I called. Thursday, 12 p.m., the message. This is real life right now.
And it's happening everywhere.
But let me tell you, it's happening everywhere. But once people jump on this bandwagon and start educating themselves and implementing it, the agents that are on the forefront of it, people like this, see you later.
Game over.
See you later. Yep. Well, and this is the thing that people aren't harnessing and taking it serious enough. They still think it's in the future. It's in the future. Let me tell you, 6 months ago when I was listening to this exact phone call, Adam and I and Chris were like, it's not good enough. And it wasn't good enough.
But now?
6 months, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Where is it going to be in the next 6 months? Where is it going to be in 12 months?
Yeah.
And this is the thing. People need to embrace this, right? Or else you're going to see businesses dying. You will see businesses
dying. What was the difference? So, Chris, we just experienced that. I know because I'm deeply involved with Early Bird, but explain to people what the difference is between that and when I see an Instagram ad that says you can sign up and you pay you pay $1,000 to set it up and then you pay whatever. What's the difference between, because just for reference, how much does your products range from for a fully intelligent brain that can exist on the end of a telephone line or live on a website or reach out using the same intelligence via text somebody might send in. And because once you built that central brain, you can have a web form come in and it can email out, or a text might come in, or a DM, and it can engage using the same intelligence and tone in text or voice.
Yeah, exactly.
So what does it cost? What is the range for like a telephone answering service like that that's fully educated on your business? Before we start, relative to the cheapies.
Yeah, definitely. So look, from us, you'd typically be looking anywhere between $4,000 to $5,000 to get started, all the way up to maybe $12,000 to $13,000 for this to get built out for you. Fully intelligent, with all the outreach, multi-channel. And the other,
and the $12,000 though is for text as well, and it's outbound.
Yeah, correct. Inbound and outbound.
That's one of the most text powerful. That's managing all of your digital input that's not
Meta, fun. Email, website forms, live chats, SMS, phone.
There's a lot more WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, WhatsApp as well. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You said in and out. So in, a lot of the cheap ones don't do out, right? So
no.
They just have the phone rings, and then they're just an AI that is trained to take a message.
Yeah, a lot of them are just glorified voicemail. And this is nothing against that as well. If it works for you, that works for you. But typically what happens is they'll take the message, gather your details and say, okay, great, I'll have someone reach out and call you back. And so what really is the difference there? You still got to call and still rely on the humans and then follow up with that later.
The only thing they might do is lace in the name of the call. So, oh, thanks for calling.
That's right. Exactly.
Whereas what you're saying is you build a brain like it talks back and it directs you to an outcome.
Correct. So we train our AI to really engage, right? Discover. So go through, find out what the client or the caller is looking for, qualify, book. Right. So once it's booked in, we then also follow up to confirm attendance, because that's a big problem that businesses have as well. You book the appointment, you show up on the call, you're all there pumped and excited, and then no one rocks up. So we also have the AI call beforehand or message to confirm the attendance. And then if the sale goes ahead, we go for the review or the repurchase.
And the person can ring in or text in and rebook as well.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they can reschedule. So you know, if we're confirming or if they just need to reschedule at any time, they can cancel, reschedule, rebook, all those elements there too. It's all the intricate details. And I know, so obviously, Adam and Eric have been quite heavily involved, and it was always about narrow the focus and go really detailed. So an example of this is someone fills in a form on Facebook or a form on the website. We will have the AI reach out to them. Now, if it's between the hours of, you know, say 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., we might have the AI call them directly. If it's outside of those hours, there's no technical laws against it, but we'll have an SMS go out saying, hey, it's now a good time to call. If they say yes, then the AI will dial them. It's those little details that matter. And if they say no, now's not a good time, call me in 10 minutes or call me in an hour, no problem. The AI will call them in 10 minutes or an hour. Or,
that's amazing.
Or they can continue the conversation in text, and then they say, look, a phone call doesn't work, but can we just keep on texting? And it'll have all that sort of the context between, and that's what a lot of these other platforms don't do. They're very separate.
The other thing that happened was when I did this in the testing phase with you, it kept calling and texting me afterwards saying, like, hey, Adam, we noticed you haven't booked yet. Yeah. And I get a call and I pick it up and it says Erica. I don't know how that worked, but it said that. And it says, hey, Adam, you know, you inquired about our service. And she starts selling me on why I need an appointment. Because you've got, otherwise you're waiting for a salesperson to maybe do it, maybe not do it. You got to monitor that. Hey, dude, did you call back those leads? And Erica's just doing it.
And that's the thing. There's automation. Like, back to this text message. This got sent to me at Thursday at 12 p.m. I didn't reply. We're now Tuesday morning. I haven't heard back at all. He's lost the sale. But he would have already had 20 other inquiries since it's finished, right? It's another lead that's fallen through the cracks. Whether I bought this one or not, if I'm selling in the area, you think this guy's going to be the first guy on my list to call to get his listing? It's not going to happen.
One first impression. You get one first impression. And on that, like, what you're investing for early bird is a fraction of what you're saving. So we let go of our entire sales team. Our setter who calls the leads outbound, we're paying him around $120,000 a year because he was making a lot of money for the business. So if we just get rid of that one person and replace them with a $6,000 to $12,000 AI, we have now saved $90,000 a year. That can go into Bitcoin, that can go into investments, that can go into my personal bank account. These are wild savings.
They are,
you know,
and wild efficiencies. So guys, don't want to spend the whole pot on it, but but you got something you want
to add? I just want to add one thing.
Yeah. Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this podcast. I just wanted to let you know that we are going to be opening Unemployable Coaching 2025 in mid-January. This is going to be a really exciting program. It's going to include all the amazing things you saw in the last year
private property tours, private training days, one-on-one coaching, and so much more. If you are interested in being notified, simply go to unemployable.com.au/coaching. That's unemployable.com.au/coaching. Put in your information, we'll let you know. With that said, let's get back to the pod.
I went away for the weekend to a nice hotel in Brisbane with a family, and I'm at the pool, and it's kind of an intimate setting, and obviously I network and I'm talking to people and they're talking to me, and met some amazing people, you know. And I'm there, and one guy's like, oh, you got to talk to my brother-in-law here, he's in business as well. And you could tell he was a sophisticated guy, well-dressed, funky glasses. We get talking. What do you do? Oh, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I own 20 gyms in Southeast Queensland. It's a big brand. I'm like, cool. And then I started talking about business, and AI came up. And I said, actually, you know what? We just did a podcast with Pauline Hanson, and we gave a gift to everyone, which is basically AI, right? That notebook LM, which AI created, into a 25-minute podcast. And it's two AI people, woman and a man, talking about the podcast and breaking down the policies of One Nation as an example. And I'm like, actually, you know what? Let me pull it up for you. Have a listen to this. And this guy's an intelligent guy, successful. He's got properties, all kinds of stuff. And he's listening to it at the pool. And then I finish it and he's like, holy shit. Like, I know that AI is around, but, and then I'm like, have you thought about implementing AI in your business? And he's like, oh, I have, but not really. I'm like, give me your details. And I'm going to intro him to you today. A guy with 20 gyms, successful, right? Working the business, property, the rest of it. So even the most intelligent people around still aren't. This is what's so exciting, right? We're so far behind. But I know once I do the introduction and he listens to Erica, he's going to be like,
absolutely,
sign me up. But it's taken, right? Yeah. But it's taken 12 months to get to where you are today. Yes. Like, we went through a lot of different AIs and systems and processes and tried to be everything to everyone. And now it's so niche, it's so narrowed, it's so focused. And to me, that's why it's getting so, so good.
It is.
Think of the value of that to a gym, like the phones that just the people, I want to find out about membership, I want to cancel my membership, I want to ask questions about the gym. It can have 100 phone calls at the same time, never busy, no holding. It's just incredible.
2, 3, 5x exponential growth in your businesses. 100%. Exponential.
And it does. It comes down from narrowing down that really, it's a one question. It's very simple, but it's also very powerful, which is what happens when someone initially reaches out to your business? What does that interaction look like? And what's the outcome of that? So we want to make sure that the person has a great experience. They get the answers and the information they want, but the business gets qualified bookings, because it's one thing to get leads and bookings, but a lot of the time they're just tire kickers and they're wasting people's time. We want to make sure the AI goes through and qualifies them and gets them there to the call.
And manages those simple admin things, like think about hairdressers, they're on their feet cutting all day and the phone's constantly ringing, I'll be one sec. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, what are you doing? I'll cut and color. And they got to go and then book it in, then they go back to their client. They could turn the phones off in their salon and never have to answer the phones again, because the AI's making change in bookings, knows all of their services, knows how long each service, has access to the calendars. And if there's something else, say, hey, look, I can't help with that, but I'll take a message and have them call you right back as soon as they're not on their feet.
And to be honest with you, it's annoying, right? Halfway through a haircut with a barber that you like, and he's having to grab your phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And you can disclose right up front, hey, I'm an AI assistant. I work for them.
Yeah.
They're flat out, but I can book you in, change appointments, give you info. What do you want to know? How can I help?
Yeah.
And people love that.
And people love it. We've seen it. So congrats, Chris, on the growth. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way would just be through the website. So earlybird.ai, so earlybird.ai, or you can also follow us on Instagram, which is also earlybird.ai.
And it's earli, not y, earlybird.ai. All right, so let's move on from that. I think that's really valuable, guys, listening for that one. You mentioned quickly Bitcoin.
Yes.
I want to talk about this quickly because it's been a wild week in Bitcoin with Trumpy sort of doing his thing and putting global markets into whipsaw territory.
Yeah.
You and I both have done something very cool. You inspired me to do it and I've now done it. I've been a Bitcoin owner for a long time. For those of you who just joined, I've been buying Bitcoin since 2017. And I've been a big fan of it for a long time. But what I hadn't done is I hadn't created a corporate treasury. It's a big word for saying our small business buys Bitcoin and puts it on its own little balance sheet instead of leaving cash in the bank. And you said, I've got Bitcoin on our company's balance sheet. So you run a training coaching organization called The Empowered Man.
Yes.
And you buy Bitcoin for your business in your business's name as an asset. Tell us, and I just did it on the back of it with my Dry Flush Toilets business. If you're interested in that, that's just one of my little businesses, dryflush.com.au. If you want to go see one of my fun little businesses, I sell dunnies.
It's a shit job.
It's a shit job. All the profits in the back end, bagun. Yeah. Anyway, so we after listening to you, I went to CoinSpot and I opened a brand new CoinSpot account.
Yeah.
For not a sponsor, I'm just saying. I went to CoinSpot, opened up a Dry Flush account, and we are buying Bitcoin now onto our corporate balance sheet rather than sitting on cash. But tell us in your words why you did it, what's happening.
Yeah.
And give us some notes.
I got a doozy for you. So this will change the future of your business and your family's future if you do it right. Okay.
Not financial advice.
This financial advice does not financial advice, but it is mind blowing. So we took $500,000 of our war chest money, which was the majority of it, and we put it into, it was 400 grand, sorry, put it into Bitcoin. And the way you can do that is you can open up a corporate account with CoinSpot, but I don't recommend, not financial advice. I would use Independent Reserve or SwiftX, SWYFTX. And what you can do with SwiftX is you can make a deposit every week or month, whatever you want, automatically from your company or business account to SwiftX.
That's a key feature, by the way, guys. Don't miss what he said, because of the others, you can't do that auto sweeping.
Yep.
With SwiftX, you can.
And the way you do it is you put the money in. So for us, it's $2,000 a week. And then you can set an allocation, 50% Bitcoin, 50% something else, whatever. Anyway, I've done the numbers here on ChatGPT. So what is the annual compound growth rate of Bitcoin the last 10 years? 76.4%, right? Now, if I invest $1,000 into Bitcoin each month, what would that be worth in 5 and 10 years? How much would it have grown? Now, in 5 years, you would have invested $60,000, right? It would be worth $246,000. So what's that, 180 grand profit? Now, in 10 years, it would be worth $2.8 million. Right?
From $1,000
a month. From $1,000 a month, which most small business owners can afford. Now, this blew my client's mind. I did a mastermind on the weekend. We have a client with a $65 million a year business. He's never invested that money. His mind was blown. Now, get this. What if I invest $10,000 a month into Bitcoin? So $2,500 roughly a week. It's a lot for a lot of people. For some business owners, very doable. You would have $2.469 million in 5 years, assuming a compound growth rate of 60%. Now, in 10 years, you'd have $28 million off 10 grand a month, and you would have invested $1.2 million, and you'd have $28 million. Now, I said, can we assume a 28% annual growth rate? Which is very conservative, you'd have $5.3 million off of a $1.2 million investment, 10 grand a month. So if you're sitting at home right now,
the 5X, 100% uplift. And I just want to qualify one thing you said there. The reason Tony put 28% in is because one of the biggest Bitcoin owners in the world and most famous entrepreneurs in the world now in that space is Michael Saylor, who owns MicroStrategy, which is the first Bitcoin treasury company in the world. He's a multi-billionaire. And his long-term outlook for Bitcoin over the next 20 years is... for the next 12 years up to 2040 is 28%. So we took that 28%, which is about half what it has been. So that's where 28% comes.
Yeah. But what I would say here is just think in your business, if you do have a business or a company, what could you set aside that you're comfortable losing? Because this is not financial advice. For most business owners, it's $1,000 a month. For some, like that $65 million business owner, it's $50,000 to $100,000 a month. If I put those numbers in there, we're talking over $100 million easily, potentially a billion, right? And then ask yourself, well, I'm already spending all this money in my business. We might talk about it with the rest of the pod. My business went from 400 grand a month to 90 grand a month in the course of 2 weeks. I can explain why. So what I've done is I've built a moat around my business. And if my Bitcoin goes from being worth $500,000 to 5 million in the next 6-7 years, it doesn't matter what happens in my business. Because if I can take that 5 million and invest it elsewhere in property or safe assets,
now my business can do its own thing. Does that make sense? Yeah, that and I think sense. A lot of business owners are probably feeling the pressure and the stress right now. Bills are going up, shitty staff, expenses, inflation. What are you doing day by day to build a moat around your business so you're not just working in the business, but you're building financial freedom out of the business?
What I saw here, I just did it in the compound, it just calculated tiny. Yeah. Your 400 grand that you just put in at 28% compounding for 10 years is 4.7 million. So you more than 10x your money, which is, we always talk on this pod about the true inflation rate.
Yep.
You're inflating your money at 28% when the world is inflating at 5 to 10%, depending on the numbers that you read. Some say 14% when you take into the issue of new capital. So you're outpacing inflation dramatically, which is why it's an asset that more and more young people in particular are paying attention to, because it's now got a 14-year history. They haven't got access to real estate in the same way that they did in the past, because that disparity is now gone out the window. So yeah, you look like you want to say something, Aaron.
One interesting thing I heard this weekend, which Mark, who's usually on the pod, posted in our WhatsApp group, was a video of a guy going, people are complaining that housing is getting out of control, right? And people not being able to afford housing. And his battle was like, the issue is you're using the wrong currency.
Yeah, correct.
Right? You're using the wrong currency. You guys are saving your way to owning a property. But when you actually look at assets like Bitcoin and gold, right, you actually need less Bitcoin and gold than you did 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago to buy that property. So he's like, what's happening is the currency is devaluing, yet these other, you know, asset values are going up in value. So, and it made me think, I'm like, that's such a simple term, right? Or a simple form of explaining that situation. And I know you've done some calculations in the past in regards to, you know, X years ago, so many Bitcoin to buy a property. Now it's 5 Bitcoin to buy a property, you know, or whatever it is, an average property.
Australian property prices are crashing when compared and priced in Bitcoin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if you look back to 2018, for example, the average house in Brisbane, I think, was $600,000 or $700,000. And at the time, Bitcoin was like $6,000. So you needed like 1,000 Bitcoin or something. I'm doing this on the fly. You can work it out. And then today, Bitcoin's at 160,000 Australian dollars.
Or Bitcoin.
Yeah, and a property average is 900, because property's gone up. So it's like 6 Bitcoin or something. So
100 to 6.
Yeah, let's go from 100 to 6.
Yeah.
I saw the guy who wrote, Saif Dean Amous, who wrote the book, The Bitcoin Standard.
Listening to that right now, I'm halfway through.
Absolutely essential. If you're a Bitcoin skeptic, just spend 7 hours listening to the audiobook and then make your decision. If you hate it after that, no problem. But until you've read that, I don't really want to know what your opinion is, because you're not educated. You've got to listen. So when he talked about it, he said on his ex the other day on Twitter, he said, don't complain about the price of groceries in the supermarkets. That's not the problem. It's your central bank that you have a problem with. And so in Australia, it is like a sport to beat up on the profits of Coles and the profits of Woolies and the price of groceries. That's not the problem. That's the distraction. The real problem is the printing of money. It's not that their margins are still roughly the same. It's just the value of your dollar has gone to shit, but they don't want you to know that, because then the finger points squarely at the people in charge.
Can I say as well, the problem is what you just shared, but that's a problem that's completely out of our control. And the real problem is that we don't have the awareness of how to beat the game. And you can beat the game. So reading or listening to The Bitcoin Standard, there's an amazing YouTube channel called Invest Answers on YouTube. I listen to it every single morning, 5 to 40 minutes of a podcast explaining what's happening with the tariffs and Bitcoin and stocks. And I'm learning every day. I didn't know this shit 6 months ago. And I also know someone in the comments, please do this, complain about it. Where'd you get 400 grand from? I've worked the last 8 years in this business and I had 400 grand left over to show for it. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've fucked up a lot and now I've invested that money. So I've worked very hard to get here, but you might only have 10 grand. You might have 20 grand and it's just sitting there losing its value. So start looking into these things, not financial advice. And what could you put aside each month to invest in alternative assets? Because we just showed you the numbers. Like, you can make $2, $3, $4 million on $1,000 a month. It's wild. It's absolutely wild.
Yeah. Again, it's educating. It's listening. Like you said, 6 months ago, you didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Right. I started buying Bitcoin in 2021. Right. And I just held it and held it and held it. The day I bought it, it went down. Right. For 3 years. But I just held it and held it. And that's the piece where nothing will ever go up all the time. We just talked about this off camera. Hey, did you guys buy in the dip over the weekend? No, I didn't have time. I was with my family. Adam didn't buy in the dip. Tony bought in the dip,
yeah.
Right?
And it was 10%.
And it went up 10%,
yeah.
Right? Even if you're investing $1,000, right? You're making $100 on that $1,000. It doesn't matter. The amount is irrelevant in my eyes. The amount is only relevant to the person and what they can afford at that point in time. But the biggest thing is to be educated around it. And it's easy to say, this is what it is, and it's 28, it's gonna be 28%, or it's gonna be 20%, or it's gonna be 50% compound annual growth. But the reality is, your emotional intelligence needs to be in check during that time. Because let me tell you, when you see it go bam, right? Like I rang Adam going the day before the inauguration, and I've been saying this, I'm like, I'm gonna buy more Bitcoin because I have a feeling, right, it'll spike. I bought it. I was on the phone with him. Half an hour later, once I did the transaction, the thing went up 12%, right? Since that day, it's down, right? It's probably down.
Up and down, up and down.
20%. And then it's gone up and it's gone down. And that is the part, right, in life, whether you own real estate, whether you own stocks, whether you own Bitcoin, any asset that you have, you need to be emotionally right in the mind to sleep at night knowing and having the faith, right, and the belief, hence reading the books, hence getting around education. I'm bullish on property. Why am I bullish on property? Because I understand it. I've educated myself for many, many years around it. Why is Adam so bullish on Bitcoin? Because he's invested thousands of hours into the education around Bitcoin. And what happens is, when I haven't done that, but when I start hanging around someone that has invested that amount of time and effort, there's influence that happens and there's inspiration that comes into play, right? And then you become educated around it as well, like what you're doing. 6 months ago, you didn't know about this. Now you're investing $400,000 into something. That's gonna go up and down and up and down and up and down, but hopefully over time, it's going to be a better investment than having just cash sitting in the bank doing nothing.
Deflating.
And that is, to me, the most important part. And how you get around that is through education and belief, right, in that asset class. There's just no other way.
On this, like inflation-wise, I put this into ChatGPT. In 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 years, what will your $1 million in the bank be worth? Check this out. In 5 years, 620,000, that's a 10% annual inflation rate, which is pretty high, but I think we're pretty much there, right? In 10 years, 385,000, in 25 years, 92,000. Now let's say we cut that in half. Every year, you're losing so much money just letting your cash sit there. And that's what you're talking about. Education is also awareness. And when you hear something like this on a podcast, don't just sit on your hands, get urgency behind you. Because you have such a golden opportunity right now. And I believe this opportunity is around for the next 3 to 6 years. And after that, it's going to be very fucking difficult. But you can achieve so much in 3 to 6 years.
That podcast, Invest Answers, I've followed that for years with James. He is the real deal. He's made millions and millions of dollars. No fluff. Straight to it every day.
Yep.
He covers. He believes in focus. Like, don't have a million. Don't diversify. Just have a few eggs in the basket and watch the basket. You know, like Warren Buffett is not a, you know, he's a stock picker. So anyway, James, who runs that channel, he's a pacifist. He's a very kind human being, very polite, and just incredible. Every single day he goes live, he's just a brilliant guy, and he's made legit dollars.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing is, like reading the comments that we get off the back of some of these pods makes me realize, like, it's great that they're listening, but some of the comments that you get makes me realize that how uneducated people actually are to sit there with a face and a name and to place that comment. And it's just like,
mate, they're just sitting with their mum's basement smelling their own farts on a wank stained mattress.
It was just like Kleenex everywhere. Just like,
I'm like,
it's smelling Kleenex.
Yes, I'm like, God bless you, but keep listening to the pod, our pod, other pods, whether it's Invest Answers, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just get educated, get around it, get amongst people that know more than you, that earn more than you, that are richer than you, and that will inspire you to do more and get out of that. This rut, because the reason why the Pauline Hanson podcast is going bananas, the reason why, you know, politics is going bananas is because people are in very, very tough positions. And like Adam has said, there's people out there, you know, like, you know, nurses and teachers that are going out every day, working full time and coming home tired, and they don't have a lot of options, right? And this is why I'm saying is the education around it is very important, and the number doesn't matter. We could be talking about millions or hundreds of thousands or thousands, but for some people it could be hundreds of dollars. And those hundreds of dollars, if someone can earn an extra $500 a month, right, that's going to be life-changing to some people.
That's that getting around to wealthier people, guys. If you're sitting there going, well, that's great when you're like you guys and you've got access to network. I came up in Browns Plains, and my getting around successful people was tapes in the player of my Mini Cooper that I had. And so that's how you get your head around, like, listening to this podcast and all that sort of stuff. All right, we're going to close it out with one more. I've got a few here, but who's got something? Do you want to do?
Do we have time for this one? I could smash it out in about 10 minutes. Yeah, I think it'll be super relevant.
This is what's been going on in your sales side, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about that. Give us some context. What's been happening?
Okay, so basically my business has almost died overnight. We were making $400,000 a month pretty consistently, sometimes more, sometimes less. My setter, who calls all our appointments, comes into the office and says, we need to talk. That's always a good sign. Basically, long story short, he was poached. He was promised $14,000 a month base. He said he was told the company would sell for $22 million in the next 90 days. He would get 1%, so 220 grand. And the company's only been around since October. So it sounds a bit too good to be true, right?
No. Man, I see this plenty of times.
It's wild, right? So he leaves. I'm now in a position where I have to rebuild the sales team, or I can hire a sales manager to do it for me, or I can look at the tea leaves and the writing on the wall and choose something different. And this is going to be so relevant to any business owner listening right now. In my business, I've been in the weeds trying to build the sales team for years. I think 3 years now. And I've had all the stories we tell ourselves. I can't find good staff. Nobody's reliable. I could do it better myself. We've lost so much money. But more importantly, we haven't served our clients because that team hasn't functioned. So I've got two kids. My second daughter just came. I've got mortgages. I've got expenses of way more than what we're earning if we cut everything off. And I'm sitting there looking at all the options. Option one, rebuild. Option two, hire someone to do it for me. Option three, stop. And option one and two, the price that I get to pay is more money, more time, more effort, just stuck in the grind. Option three, the price I get to pay is potentially going backwards financially, potentially selling assets, potentially going to zero, potentially failing. And that's terrifying. But I made the decision that I was going to stop trying to rebuild something that was broken in my business. And even if it cost me my properties, my investments, my Bitcoin, I'm going to choose something different. And the reason I bring this up is because when problems occur in our business, we go through a few patterns, right? So let's say you have a shitty team member, someone leaves, you've got a massive tax bill, you can't pay your bills, you're just grinding and stressed. You get triggered, you go into a downward spiral, you start feeling negative, focusing on how hard it is. That's where most of us self-sabotage with coping mechanisms. Wife asks why we're working too much, we drink, we smoke. We also procrastinate. And we leak. That was my pattern for so long in business. What I decided was to focus on these key areas of my business. The first one is resilience. How can I change my relationship to stress? How can I cope without the negative patterns? How can I become stronger in business and be more capable? What can I focus on? In business, all these problems keep occurring. How did I create this problem or allow this problem to exist? What is my role in this? What can I learn and how can I grow? What could I do differently in my business to ensure this doesn't happen again? What skill sets am I lacking? What mindsets am I lacking? And who do I get to become to have the business that gives me freedom? We don't stop and think about these things. And then the final piece, the final three pieces, is courage. Do I have the courage to do something different in my business? I've got two kids to feed. I've got a wife that relies on me. I'm terrified. But can I do something different, uncomfortable, or difficult? As business owners, we are hardwired to focus on all the problems, focus on fear. Fuck, how do I survive? How do I do this? I need more. Am I going to say fuck everything and run and do the same thing for another 3 years? Or am I going to say face everything and rise? And your brain will think of all the reasons it won't work. I'm like, fuck, if I turn this part of my business off, what if I fail? Blah, blah, blah. How could I make it work? Final two pieces. Do I have the commitment to do what gets to be done no matter what? And finally, consistency. Most people quit right before they strike gold. Everyone would have it all if it were easy to have it all. So put in the reps day in and day out and don't stop moving forward. So to tie this all together, my business is drastically changed in the space of 2 weeks, and that was a choice. And I think as a business owner, if you're sitting here at home, you've got a team, you've got people to provide for a family, just sit with yourself and go, is this the life I want to be living? Is this the business I want to be running? And I can guarantee you right now, there is a world where you have a business that gives you time freedom, mental freedom, financial freedom, emotional freedom. And if you don't currently have that, I just recommend you create some time and space. For me, that time and space is going backwards financially, not having a team, terrifying. But I'll tell you what, I know I'm going to figure it out and the weight on my shoulders is just gone. I feel so relaxed. So I hope that helps the listeners at home a little bit. You know,
I think watching that from the outside, the observation that I would, what you're watching there is unconscious competence in action. So here's a guy who's running his life in a certain way and may not have stopped to think there's a bunch of things he's doing on autopilot. Number one is we were just listening to your journal. So you've keep a journal for one.
Yeah.
So you get out of your head, you keep a journal every day. And Tony Robbins, when he wrote Unlimited Power all those years ago, he said, the quality of your life will be determined by the quality of your questions. Questions are the thing that directs your focus, and what you focus on, you get more of. So most people would focus on the problem and how much of an asshole this guy is for leaving. You've taken full responsibility and asked questions which have retaken your focus to where you want to go rather than where you don't want to go. It's just so powerful.
Can I just say, though, that I didn't do that initially. Right. So initially when he told me, I wanted to cry. Like, I'm sitting in front of this guy, he's got all the power. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Everything's working. We're making money. We're helping people. And I spent 5-10 minutes betrayed, angry, frustrated, blaming him. But this is the point of life, is I cannot control his decision. And once you realize that you have the power to do this, which every listener does.
That's when you call early bird.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone at home to think that I'm some magician who can just be positive about everything. Like, I feel the fear. I feel the doubt. I feel the anger and the frustration. And I put my hands in there and go, for fuck's sake, when is this business going to work properly? I get it. But the point is, when you decide for it to, does that make sense? You know?
Yeah. When are you done suffering, right? Like, yeah. It's all a choice there. And I loved hearing that, because it's just, I like hanging around with people who live their life above the line,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. And in the YouTube comments are full of people like that, isn't it, Eric?
Well, you know, you say, like, when is this business going to work properly? I don't think there's ever a time that a business works properly, because you're always growing.
Yeah.
And us as humans always want more, right? People could sit here and go, you have a $100 million business, but it's still not working properly because you don't know what you don't know now, right? And to get to the next level, you got to break a lot of things, and it's not going to work properly. And that's why when we're doing business coaching and stuff, a lot of it is mind, right? A lot of it is mindset stuff, like asking yourself why. What is it that you actually want? What type of life do you want to live? And these are the questions that most people don't ask themselves. We've got this, we're sitting here with all this noise, comparing ourselves to everybody else on all the different platforms that we're on that make us feel like shit.
Yeah.
And then realizing, shit, I actually don't want that. What I want to do is like, and I'm getting more and more deep into these situations and comments and dialogue of what it is that we actually want as a family. What do I actually want as a person, and the businesses and investments that I want to be involved with, and the people that I want around me, right? And being very, very strategic around that. But again, it's asking yourself those questions, right? Because what happens is you go to battle every day. You wake up in the morning, right? Like when I wake up, I'm already I'm thinking. You go to bed, you're thinking. You sleep, you wake up, you're thinking, and then you're a battle for the rest of the day.
All day.
And then you got to come home, and then it's depending on your lifestyle, it's family, it's your partner, right? And then every so often you just want to shut off, right? And we don't give ourselves the time to sit there. I don't journal. Why? I don't know. You journal. Other mates journal. I've put mates in front of you that you've helped, and their headspace is so clear. Yeah, I still don't journal.
But you don't need to, because you're in such a good place. The point is that most business owners and most hardworking humans, whether they're nurses or doctors, we don't have what we want. Like if you ask yourself, what do you want? What does everyone say? I want freedom. I want connection. I want time. I want intimacy. I want peace. I want joy. And then we spend 5, 10, 20 years repeating the same fucking Groundhog Day over and over and over again. And we're miserable. And most business owners are putting out fires. They can't switch off. They're constantly stressed. They have to numb themselves to deal with that stress. Now, that is a pattern that we get to break. So the journaling for you, you have a very good life, and you have a lot less trauma than most business owners. You're calm, you're stoic. That's 99% of people aren't like that. So what you're sharing is very, very relevant. And I think it comes down to just asking yourself, like you say, what do I want? Looking at what you want and then compare it to what you currently have and go, fuck, there's a disconnect. Yeah. And then ask, how can I bridge that gap? Which is what we do at Empowered Man. We bridge that gap. But I think you're right. I think knowing what you want is so important. And most business owners, the thing they built for freedom is a prison that drains away all their energy.
But I think knowing what you don't want is just as important.
Yes. Absolutely.
What I think is important is wanting what you have. And that's a whole nother trip and a whole nother journey. And, what you learn in time is that, I had to go get it all, get the Porsche and the fancy things. And then you come back to the trick to happiness is actually wanting what you have. And you'll find that if you start with that, you'll find happiness much sooner. And that's things like wanting your health and appreciating your health and wanting your wife and wanting your relationships you already have. It takes the stress out while you're on the journey.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. Guys, that is it for the week. Another great pod. Tony, thanks for sharing all that, man. That was awesome. And I know a lot of people who are in that phase and are eating shit sandwiches at the moment.
Yeah.
That's really going to help them. Because man, it is just one shit sandwich after another for decades for most of us.
Yeah.
To get there in business. So if you're in the middle of a big bite, chew and swallow hard, it doesn't stop
for and also hard. Remind yourself it's a season. It's all a season, and you've got through every season up until now, and you'll get through this one.
Yeah, takes a lot of talent to die of starvation here. You'll be fine. Chris, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Pleasure.
Good to see you as always. We know you're growing and pushing hard and doing your thing. Eric, thanks for being here as always. Good to have you back. And for everybody watching, remember, drop a comment below if you want to get that workbook. Go to unemployable.com.au/2025 if you want to connect with Chris, earlybird.ai. And if you want to check out The Empowered Man, learn more about what Tony does. He serves men to be better men, and he does a great job of it. So with that said, guys, we will see you on the next one. Thank you for watching. Drop us a comment. Tell us what you liked about the episode, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye for now.
Hey there. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Unemployable. If you'd like to watch another episode, just click there.